17th of July 2000.
Good evening.
I come to you this time. I bring to reach you upliftment for some weighed down by earthly problems. I hope that before you leave this room, those daily problems may seem a little lighter.
I'm sure they will. Thank you.
For the next few of my visits to you, my dear friends, I, with your permission, will accept questions about many aspects of my teachings. I wish to do this with you, in order that we may then go forward with some new information. Therefore, I would ask that each of you consider which part of the teachings you would like us to discuss with you.
Yes, so that would be the next few times that you come.
Yes. Then I feel it would be appropriate to continue with some further knowledge for you. So, do we have questions at this time?
Yes, could I just first say that it was 11 years ago that I sat on the steps of a Mayan sun temple, looking at the stars and contemplating the universe and its construction. And a message came to me from the collective consciousness or somewhere, which said, this is all very well, you consider the universe as did Newton and Einstein, but the greatest thing in all the universe is love. And it wasn't until your recent teaching that I realized about the creation that I realized the full depth of that message.
Yes.
And thank you for that. I guess that is your way of teaching to increase the depth of understanding all the time.
I believe, my dear friend, that I have said to you that if we, those of us who come to help you, can reach but one human being, then our worker has to be blessed. Yes, indeed, to have that knowledge come to you is indeed what we try to achieve. Of course, we could use spiritual powers to bombard each of you with knowledge, but that would be fruitless. After all, each individual spirit has to find the realization that emotion which each of you has, in order that you can accept and fulfill the teaching of the universe, which is indeed such a small word within your vocabulary. The word, of course, is love. If you have found that realization, my dear friend, then I can only say to you that you can only but go forward.
Okay. Would I be right in thinking that the love in the physical sense as we know it, we really can't imagine what it's like this time in spirit? It must be so much more.
Yes, you as human beings generally speak of emotional love,
yes,
which mainly belongs to the physical. Spiritual love exists on a higher level.
Yeah.
Of course, that has to be. But that is not to say that you cannot experience spiritual love whilst in the physical garb. Of course you can, and that is what my dear friend the gentleman has said, that his realization,
yes,
has now been reached. I could continue to say, for many, many of your earthly years, of what you should be striving towards. But ultimately, that treasure belongs to you, and it must be sought after. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yes.
I cannot place before you that experience. Are you clear on this point,
yes,
my dear friend?
So, Sarah, did you have any question?
Yes, can I ask, is it the compassion that we feel for others which enables us to feel spiritual love for all people?
Yes. Compassion is a much better word to use in your world than the word emotional love. Emotional love begins with physical attraction. But compassion for mankind stems from spiritual love. Yes, you are correct.
And is it, when we reach this state of being able to feel compassion for many, many people, if not all people, is it that the heart chakra expands? But is it felt in that way, through very much in the heart?
I would say to you, if you have that awareness, yes, that is what happens. but mainly most people are not even aware of that. It is part of the being that shines forth. You may speak of chakras if you like. After all, the spiritual body is light. Therefore, if any part of the spirit grows and expands, therefore does the light shine more brightly. But yes, you are correct. Yes. The struggle, of course, in recognizing compassion is the struggle against the physical living, when compassion can be forgotten all too easily. But may I say to you kindly, and to each one of you, that before you can extend compassion to any other being, you must first of all recognize it within yourself. Do you understand?
Yes.
To give compassion, you must accept compassion.
I see.
Do you understand?
Yes. Yes.
Before you can give of yourself, you must recognize yourself.
I understand.
Yes.
You understand.
So that we are equal. We see ourselves as equal to others.
Not equal, but you must recognize who and what you are before you can give of yourself. Yes.
Any more, Sarah? I'm just thinking about the last thing that Sally Met said about recognizing who and what you are.
Yeah.
I'm wondering in what sense.
I know what you are saying. First and foremost, you must recognize yourself as spirit. Once that recognition is to the fore, then all physical aspects of your life become placed in the correct order. Your physical life then become much easier for you because you have recognized the spirit. And after all, when the physical garb has diminished, then what exists but the spirit? And the spirit should know only love.
So when we live according more to the dictate of our spirit,
yes,
and we follow really what our spirit tells us in terms of how we live each day, the details, the difficult details that we sometimes struggle with are seen as very unimportant.
Very insignificant. Mm. They will find their place against spiritual knowledge.
Yes.
If only human beings could know and understand that they create so many of their own problems, not only for themselves, but for those who surround them. Remember, what you give, you receive. Those are simple words, but they are truth. Try always to remember. I have said, but I will repeat, that each one of you what you have in this lifetime is what you have achieved. Do you understand? Therefore, if your life is difficult, then look within to see what needs to be changed. I know this is a difficult concept for many to accept, but I do urge you to accept it and know that through that knowledge you can become much better human beings. If you find fault with another, then look for that fault within yourself.
I'm sure we all do try.
But that, if I might add kindly, is a failing of the human being. That yes, you say, I will try. You may try for such a short period of your time, and then it is all forgotten. Yeah. With spiritual understanding, nothing is forgotten. So I say to you once more, seek always, strive always to recognize that true self. That, my dear friends, is what you need to try to achieve.
Any questions, Mark?
It's more of a curiosity thing. A friend of mine who is interested in spiritual work, she has been to see a medium this weekend. I haven't talked to her since. Who channels a race of people from space, from not in this our world, called the Paladins, I think she said. And she said that they, when this world was created, they didn't allow us to become more intelligent than them because they wanted to have control over us. And now they need us to be able to progress. Is this, first of all, I don't know if this is right, but it did make me think that maybe we're not only here to help each other here, but also have created this world in order to help others who are creating this, which I'm sure is right.
Yes, you are beginning to understand some of my teachings. For this, I can see only good.
Okay.
Let me say again that, as I have told you previously, there are many worlds within this great universe and many others who have beings upon them, beings with much greater knowledge than this very young planet Earth. Of course, those beings have superior knowledge. But let me say only this to you, that there is a little misguidance inasmuch as that race did not have the upper hand over Earth beings. They may have thought they did, but they, as you do, answer to a much higher and divine power. All planets answer to a greater divinity.
Thank you.
all is part of a greater plan. Therefore, you are correct partly in your assumption that each planet exists for the good of every other. So I would say this to you, my dear friend. The information that comes to these people are being given as truth, because that is the truth that the beings know and understand. In the same way as if a contact were made with earth beings, you can only give what you know and understand.
Yes.
What has to be remembered in all of these teachings from not only other planets, but from greater sources, is that the true cosmic understanding is in place. So I say to you and to your friend, accept what comes, but place it within the concepts of greater knowledge.
Thank you very much.
Do you understand
what I
say to you?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
You must always, I keep coming back to say to you, recognize yourself as spiritual beings. Because within that realization lies the true understanding.
Yes.
People upon other planets may have more knowledge, but in fact they do not have more knowledge. As such, they have more understanding of the knowledge.
Ah, yes.
Remember, I have told you that within each one of you lies the potential for much spiritual, what you call powers. It is only that earth beings are reluctant to recognize and to use those powers which are inherent within them. Do you see how slowly everything congeals together?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Has that helped in your understanding?
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, it's when you begin to talk up and begin to remember things you've said, and then
yes. Always look to the wider scheme of life and to the wider truth.
Yes.
See all of these things with spiritual eyes, and you will begin to understand them a little more. I know these subjects at times must seem alien to you, but in fact they are not. All knowledge lies within you.
Thank you very much.
Margaret, questions? I was waiting. Not really understood that last question that Sarah asked, so I'm pleased I understand what I'm talking.
I would ask that before we meet next time, that each of you dwells upon anything we have spoken about, and that you are not completely sure of, because I know there are many points that should be discussed. before next time, please, my dear friends, bring them before me, and I will try to answer them simply and truthfully. If you are all so satisfied, I will withdraw this time. I know you have much to think upon. I know that as you leave this room, that each one of you will feel a little more uplifted.
Thank you very much.
I will leave you, and let us see this time what can be given to each one of you in your state of quietness. I ask, my dear friend, that you ask each one what they are feeling.